British voters have opted for divorce from the European Union. Divorces can be messy for finances. We have special coverage from London, Asia, and Wall Street. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The British currency, the pound sterling, is down 8% now after posting its biggest drop since the 1980s. It costs just $1.37 to buy a pound now. U.S. stock index futures are way down, with the Dow future down 3%, as if the Dow were down 550 points. The S&P future is down 3.25%. The DAX index in Germany down nearly 7%. London's 100 share index is down 4.7%. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is watching reaction from London. Stephen, what's the scene?
The headline here, David, is that the city, the financial centre, London, Britain's pride and joy, got this totally wrong throughout yesterday and well into the night. Investors here were piling into the pound. They drove it to an 8-9 month high. Stock market ended higher yesterday, all in fairly buoyant mood. The expectation was Remain would win. As the horrible truth began to dawn in the early hours of this morning, however, there was panic. The pound fell by its sharpest ever one-day decline by 10%. And when the stock market opened this morning, it fell off the cliff, the FTSE down 7.5%. Then the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, first thing this morning, stepped in to try to reassure markets.
The bank has put in place extensive contingency plans. And these plans begin with ensuring that the core of our financial system is well capitalized, is liquid, and is strong.
Carney said the bank had £250 billion, that's about $375 billion worth of liquid reserves, ready to pump into the money markets if needed. That did the trick. It steadied investors' nerves. The pound ticked up, and so did the stock market. Interestingly, as we speak, the continental stock markets, Germany and France, for example, are down by a larger percentage than the UK market.
Now, Stephen, you spend a lot of time talking to British businesses. What are you hearing today?
Most of the business leaders who were very forthright in favour of Remain before the referendum has fallen into a stunned silence this morning. One fund manager who runs a small business fund, appropriate name in the circumstances of a messy divorce, Paul Marriage, he's actually sounding fairly upbeat this morning.
Weak sterling is generally quite good for UK exporters. We are generally quite an export-led economy. But I think for a lot of these companies, they'll be saying that it's business as normal. You know, the sun came up this morning like it did yesterday, and they're going to be cracking on. We're a very dynamic economy, and I think a lot of the guys who run those businesses themselves are entrepreneurial people. We're pretty good at that as a country.
But, of course, businesses constantly complain that the one thing they fear more than anything else is uncertainty, and that's what British business and European businesses are going to have in spades.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now to the health and safety of the world banking system, including big financial institutions in Europe and the U.S. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here live.
It's been a tough morning for bank stocks as the vote to leave the European Union casts uncertainty around the City of London's place as a financial capital. It's unclear how banks' passporting rights, which allow them to sell products and services into the rest of the EU, might be affected. The share price of Barclays, Lloyds, Royal Bank of Scotland were all down roughly 20% this morning. We've already mentioned Bank of England Governor Mark Carney spoke earlier saying UK banks are well capitalized. Well, separately, in the U.S. yesterday, the Federal Reserve released the results of its annual stress tests. All 33 of the country's biggest banks passed for the second year in a row, which means they have enough capital, enough cushion to make it through a big economic shock.
Some timing there, Tracy. Thank you. Switching back to London, where I connected today to Ben Kumar, investment manager with Seven Investment Management in London, who's been trying to reassure clients with a long-term view.
We're telling clients, you know, we have done what we can to protect your portfolios and really haven't lost too much value at all. And we're telling them to be patient. This is a long-term event that will take time to play out. And we think that sterling is going to be a pretty volatile currency for the next few weeks.
Certainly is this morning. But where is money going this morning? Apparently some into government bonds.
You know, we had a little bit of worry before the referendum about how UK gilts, UK government bonds, would perform in the event of an exit. It's been clearly demonstrated this morning. They've followed the US Treasury market and risen in price. So there's a lot of flow into bonds. There's a lot of flow into gold. And, you know, there is a lot of flow into Japanese yen.
Indeed, gold is up 4.8% in New York. The 10-year Treasury yield in the U.S. is down sharply to 1.47% amid all that demand. Clear overnight that Britain will be leaving the EU. Markets in Asia were the first to react. In Japan, the Nikkei index fell 8%. In Seoul, markets tumbled nearly 4%. The stock markets of Hong Kong and Shanghai were down as well. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports on the rocky night on markets in Asia.
Stocks in Japan suffered their worst day in 5 years. At the start of the day, the yen was trading at 106 to the dollar. That dropped to 99 to the dollar as global investors sought a safe haven for their money, says Gavikel Dragonomics Arthur Kroeber.
People see Japan as a place that's very stable, a place that is sort of operating under its own steam, a place that is highly predictable.
In other words, a place far away from the financial chaos of the EU. Kroeber, the author of China's Economy, What Everyone Needs to Know, says China has a lot to lose should the EU economies continue to crumble.
The European Union is a bigger destination for Chinese goods, for example, than the United States is.
The EU is China's largest trading partner, and as China enters an era of slower growth, the timing of a potential breakup of the European Union couldn't be worse. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Checking the S&P future again, it's down 4% now. The Dow future down the equivalent of 593 points, about 2.5 hours here before the opening bell. Special coverage of reaction to the UK vote will continue throughout the day on Marketplace, on the air and online. One of my London colleagues remarked to me today that it's quite a morning when the third headline down is the British Prime Minister resigning. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.